Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in getting involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Today's cattle futures market generally higher. Live cattle were anywhere from 20 to 60 higher, with December at 108.62, up 27 cents. We're right at that 50-day moving average, or right below it, but we've been moving up over the last five or six trading days. We went down to about 103 or 4 at the beginning of November, end of October, but we've been rallying right back up. The highs on those contracts were around 114, so hopefully we can go retest those levels if we can get back above the moving average. The feeder cattle today were mixed here. November down 45 at 137.12. January's, on the other hand, up 20 at 135.60. There's some ongoing talk of what impact the price of feed will have relative to the price of feeder cattle without the live cattle rallying. So the corn remains pretty strong, and then the feeder cattle also remain pretty strong. But there's some fear that that'll cause some problems down the road. But boxed beef at midday was up 76 cents on choice at 213.31. Select up down $1.21 at 119.76, so that spread's moving back out just a hair. And the lean hogs market was down hard today, down 255 on the December to 64.87, knocking on the door for new lows here over the last couple of weeks. They were lower about four or five trading days ago.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, this has been a week for the ages and the markets here, all over the board, but we finished with the corn futures down about 2 to 3 cents, with December corn at 406, down 3 and a quarter today to finish the week here. They've been slowly moving up since about the end of October. October 29th, they went down to 393, and then yesterday's high in December corn was 417. So roughly a 24-cent rally before starting to trend back down today. The high for the December corn on October 27th was 422, so roughly 16 cents off of those highs on December corn. The bean market was mixed here. We had November down a penny and a half, January down a quarter, March, though, up 3 3/4. The January beans, similar to what we've seen in the corn futures. Of course, they've been rallying over $2, but they have been near their contract highs. Yesterday, they made new contract highs, and then today, closing a little bit higher here, or unchanged anyway, with a high of $11.12 yesterday and a high of $11.10 today. There's some pretty good hope there that that market will continue to trend higher. And then the Kansas City wheat down 6 to 7 cents. Not a lot of rain forecast over the weekend, but there is some for the eastern half of the wheat belt.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.